a beautiful little mimer from the Sukkos volume. And it's about the feeling that we have coming out of Yom Tovim, and it'll be a little bit of a hachana for Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. When's Rosh Chodesh?
Tuesday,
Wednesday. So Wednesday is Aleph Cheshvan, which means the Piyaz Etzner Rebbe's Yartzeit is Shabbos. Okay, so let's see. Haripoy ha'pnimi shel ha'tshuva she'eino murgash klapei chutz. The inner healing of tshuva that is sometimes not felt on the outside. Let's see. Yeshna imra shechodesh mar cheshvan humilashon merachshin sifasei. The Gemara, the Tzaddikim explained that the name of the month, Mar Cheshvan, is similar to the word merachshin sifasei, which means that the lips are still murmuring. The lips are chattering or murmuring. Merachshin. What does that mean? Different ways that Tzaddikim explain it, but he writes, Hasfasayim merachshos umemalmalos, klomar, sheyesh b'chodesh hazeh adayin asakovach shel hayam noran. As much as we think of Pesach as kol hamar b'lesaper harezem meshubach, you know, it's the night of talking, but we do a lot of talking in Chodesh Tishrei. In other words, davening. Slichos, a long Rosh Hashanah machzer, a long Yom Kippur machzer. The lips are moving. Vidoy, the whole Indian of Vidoy is to be able to express dibur, what I've done wrong, to confess before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a lot of words. It's a lot. The lips have been moving a lot. A lot of tefillah, long davenings. And therefore, Mar Cheshvan, the lips are still moving a little bit. You know? It's like when a person on our stationary bike at home, it's like after riding, you know, when you push stop, it goes into like cool down mode, you know? It's like you're still pedaling, but it's like you slow it down a little bit, or you slow the treadmill down a little bit. You don't just hop right off. You have to slow it down. So we're coming in full speed in Chodesh Tishrei, Yerach HaEtonim, the strong month. We're plowing ahead. And now, Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, we're starting to step on the brakes. But again, you don't come to an immediate stop. The lips are still moving. That's what Mar Cheshvan means, Merachashin. The lips are still moving. Es mahalech ha'avoda hamuteles aleinu b'yamim elu, shala'achar hayam hanoraim v'yameas sukkis shmini atzeres. So what is the avoda that's incumbent upon us coming out of the Yom Noram, and coming out of a Sukkis, and coming out of a Hoshana Rabbah, and coming out of a Shmini Atzeres, and coming out of a Simchas Torah? It's a lot. No? Like, where do you go now? There's always that post-Yom Tov feeling of like, now what? What happens to me now? So we're very lucky. Meaning for the people who go back to work, and go back to their offices, and go back to the regular routine, you know, I don't know, it's a different cheshbon. For us, we come back to yeshiva, which has its own challenges, but that's a big bracha. In terms of continuing the continuity of the spiritual growth, it's an awesome opportunity. Nira levar b'derech mashal. But Rav Pinkus, as he often does, brings a beautiful mashal. Adam shaholech lerofe, ki yesh lo pitzaim. A person is injured, he has all sorts of wounds, scars, and he goes to the doctor. Hairofe yored laomeka inin umegala shasiba lakahi zihum bedam bisochagof. And the doctor draws some blood, he runs some tests, and he sees the fellow has an infection in his blood. The doctor sees what's going on the inside, maybe takes some x-rays. Now this guy comes to the doctor and he says, "Doc, look at this strange thing, you know, this strange mark on my skin." He sees what's on the outside. The doctor runs some tests, and the doctor says, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, forget how it's presenting on the outside. You've got an infection in your blood. You've got something going on the inside." So the doctor is able to penetrate the depths of what the illness is. Hairofe magia el makor hazim umenakes adam. So the doctor identifies what's really the cause of the illness at the core, and he cleanses the blood. He starts to give him an IV treatment. He gives him an antibiotic. He makes sure that on the inside things are starting to properly get back on track. And the doctor gives him a clean bill of health. The doctor runs some further tests. He checks him out. He says, "Baruch Hashem, I'm happy to tell you, you are healed. The root and the cause of illness has been entirely uprooted." So the fellow looks at himself and he says, "But look at this. I still got..." The doctor says, "No, don't worry about that. What do you mean don't worry about that? Ash on the outside. I still have these scars and these wounds on the outside. So the doctor says, don't worry about that. That's not the real problem. The real problem is that something was off on the inside, and that's been fixed. It's going to take some time until the healing presents itself on the outside. But the ikar problem and the ikar fixing has already been achieved. Even though the fellow looks at himself in the mirror, he just looks at his own skin, and he says, I think I'm the same, nothing changed. Are you sure the medicine's working? But the doctor says, I'm telling you, the person's healthy, you're fine. It's going to take some time until on the outside you're healed. But I'm telling you, on your pnimius, you're bari lechlutin. You're absolutely healthy. It's a very, very good mashal if we really understand what's happening in the month of Tishrei. I told you, Tishrei is not the first month of the calendar year. If you count from Nisan, Tishrei is the pnimius of the year. Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, is the beginning of the seventh month, which is exactly the middle point of the year. So the month of Tishrei is not about fixing ourselves on the outside. And this is such a yesodistic piece. Because if you're going to look yourself in the mirror after Simchas Torah and say, did I change? You may say, I did not change. I look like the same guy I was before Elul, before this whole process began. But that's why it's so important for a Jew to be ma'amin, that his neshama has gone through this awesome cleansing. The ikar part of himself is healthier than ever before. Yeah, but on the outside, I'm still... But if you believe and you understand what's changed on the inside, and you try to hold on to that, then you'll actually, over time, you'll see changes on the outside. It's very hard to identify change in our life, no? Like if someone asked you, like, oh, I knew you 10 years ago, like, when did you change? You know, like people sometimes say that. Like you'll meet up with an old friend, in 15 years from now, they're like, oh, we were in college together. Like, oh, when did you change so much? Like, when did I change? I don't know. It wasn't like a particular day that I changed so much. It was a process of growth. It's very hard to identify where that, and especially since real change is taking place in the pnimius and then over time sprouting on the outside. So it's very, very hard for a person to look at himself after Tishrei and say, well, did I change? The answer has to be an unequivocal absolutely. On the inside, I'm averos that I had are gone. Tshuva worked. Titaru. I danced with the Torah and Simchas Torah. I davened on Hoshana Rabbah. I sat in a sukkah. A person has to believe, regardless of how he looks on the outside. I feel kind of the same on the outside, but if I believe what happened on the inside, then over time it'll start to present itself on the outside. So the person again, he looks at his wounds and he says, How can the doctor say I'm perfectly healthy? I'm still full of scars and rashes and wounds. He looks at himself in the mirror and he says, the doctor says I'm fine. But I look sick. You know what? Maybe I am sick. And the doctor's telling me, you know, I have to avoid this food or that food in order to stay healthy. I don't think I look healthy right now. So you know what? So I'm just going to eat whatever I want because I feel like I'm probably going to die anyways really soon. So I might as well have a good time. Because based on my outside, I'm not going to make it. The doctor's telling me, no, you got to stick to the diet. You got to stick to the schedule. You got to stick to the exercise plan. And the guy looks at himself in the mirror and he says, well, what's the doctor talking about? Nothing's working. He gave me the medicine and nothing's changed. So clearly nothing's going to change. I'm just on a trajectory towards death and I might as well just enjoy myself. I'm not going to follow any of the doctor's directives. Right? I'm already sick, so what else do I have to lose? I went through Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres and I look myself in the mirror and I'm the same guy. So I guess I'm never going to be a tzaddik. And if I'm not going to be a tzaddik, so then I might as well work on being very regular. And regular people do a lot of averos and give into their tithes and et cetera, et cetera. So what do I have to lose? Why am I still playing the game, thinking I'm going to change? I'm not going to change. Kachu mamshich lecho asam acholim hamazikim. So he goes back to eating the food that's harmful for him. Or in the nimshal, he goes back to doing the averos that he used to do last year. U'machalasu chazar asalav. And then he actually becomes sick again. He says, yeah, I was sick the whole time. Doctor says, you fool. If you would have trusted that you were healed on the inside and would have just stuck with the plan, then you actually would have been healed on the outside too. But you couldn't believe, and this, by the way, is one of the explanations for why immediately on Motzei Yom HaKippurim, we start off the Ma'ariv with V'hu Rachum Yechaper Avon, Hashem, please forgive me. What of error did I do? Shmona Esrei of Ma'ariv of Yom HaKippurim, Slach Lanu Avinu, Mechal Lanu, what of error did I do? Rav Zubchavuna of Prashischa and other tzaddikim said, the error of not believing that tshuva actually changed you. That's the only error you could possibly have right now. And we say V'hu Rachum because there's a part of everyone who doesn't believe that, yeah, but like, okay, so Lifnei Hashem Titaro, fine, I fasted, I said a lot of pages of the Yom Kippur Machzer, but am I mamish, a new person? It's kind of hard to believe. I still feel, my body still feels the same. Well, if that's how you feel, then V'hu Rachum Yechaper Avon, Hashem should forgive you for feeling that way. Chaval that you don't believe in tshuva. Chaval that you judge yourself only by how you look on the outside. Chaval, that's terribly chaval. And you know what? If you feel that way, you're going to end up making yourself sick again. And that's what Rav Pinkus is saying here. When you don't believe you change on the inside, and you go back to eating all the unhealthy foods, and you get yourself sick again, chaval. Let's keep going. Bottom paragraph. La'achar yom ha-kippurim nafsho shel adam bria. Hadvar malalu heim kamashol l'mahalach ha-chayim shalanu. So this mashal is a very fitting mashal for our lives. Hanakuda mirkazit shel masha garm l'churban shalanu. Hasrapa l'gamri b'yom ha-kippurim. A person, the chorban of my life comes from the failure to understand what happened when I did tshuva on Yom Kippur. A Jew goes through the cleansing process of Yom Kippur. We take the weapons, right? We take the sword of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We take the lulav, the esed. These are Jewish weapons, and we finish off the Yetzirah. Hapisgah hi besimchas Torah dveikus. And then at Simchas Torah, we take the Torah, we wrap our arms around the Torah. I always think that just like the sukkah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us a hug, as the Arizal says, that the walls of a sukkah, right? Let's have a look. The walls of a sukkah are a divine hug, right? A sukkah has to be what? Two walls and a tefach. This is a tefach. The hand, the fist is a tefach. So if you give someone a hug, this arm, this part of the arm is one wall, this part of the arm is another wall, this is a tefach. You sit in the sukkah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you a hug. How do we hug a Kadosh Baruch Hu back? We take a Sefer Torah in our hand, we wrap our arm around it during Simchas Torah. Right? The Torah is Kiviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us his soul, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kof Hei. So we hug a Kadosh Baruch Hu back. Awesome Dveikus in Hashem. HaYehudi Rokeidim a Sefer Torah. Jews dancing, clutching a Sefer Torah. The Chiddush Arim said it's like a person, when a person dances with the Torah in Simchas Torah, it's like a person who's taking a shvua b'nikitas chefetz. You know, the same way in court. You have to swear on the Bible, you know? So you take the Sefer Torah in your hand, you wrap your arm around it, and it's as if you're taking a shvua. All the promises I made on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Hoshana Rabbah, now I'm going to swear on it. I'm going to hold the Torah and all the things I said I'm going to keep in this book. And now I wrap my arm around it, and I take an oath. Chiddush Arim said that's the pshat in the pasuk in Devarim that says it says that uvo sira Hashem you should fear, that's Rosh Hashanah, va'oso sa'avod and him you should serve, that's Yom Kippur, maybe avod as Yom Kippurim, uvo tidbak to him you shall cling, that's Sukkos, and then the pasuk says uveshemo tishaveya and in his name you shall swear. So Tzaddikim explained, that's Simchas Torah. You take the Sefer Torah, you're swearing on the Bible to keep your promises that you made throughout Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. And now I'm about to go back to regular life, and I have to say that my New Year's resolutions, Lahavdil, to use the term, right, should be chazak, should be real. Rav Avram Shor says that Shemo Tishaveya, what's the gematria of Shemo Tishaveya? In his name you shall swear. It's the lashon of the pasuk. Shemo, his name. Shin Mem Vav. It's 346. Tishaveya. Tav Shin Beis Ayin. Lashon of Shvua. 772. So what do you got? 346 and 772 is what? Eleven eighteen, which is? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So when you take the Sefer Torah in your hand, it's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim and Simchas Torah. A Jew takes the Torah in his hand, he's dancing over his Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. He's swearing to keep his commitments. So when I realized this here, what's the gematria of Simchas Torah? The day that we do this. What's the gematria of Simchas Torah? How much is Simchas? Okay. And how much is Torah? 611. What do you got? 748 and 611 is?
1359.
What's 1359? Right. It's Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusol the Olam Va'ed with the Kolo. With the Kolo. Baruch Shem Kavod is 1358. Simchas Torah is 1359. So when you take a Sefer Torah on Simchas Torah, the day of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusol Yalam Ve'ed, and you can explain more about why Simchas Torah is the day of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusol Yalam Ve'ed. Right? And like the Chiddush Yerim says, you're swearing in the Torah, Shemoti Shaveya, Begumatria, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's Mamish, it's complete Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. It's Mamish, complete Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. So it's Dveikas, he says. The Yehudi's Rokeinu Masefer Torah, you're dancing with the Sefer Torah. So a Jew has to walk out of these days not feeling tired from working so hard throughout Chodesh Tishrei, not being nervous about going back to work or going back to school or going back to yeshiva, right? And not feeling that I've changed enough and falling into that trap of the Yetzirah. A person has to see himself as bari lechlutin, completely healed, mehayam noram. Mamish, bria chadasha, new person. And even though on the outside he doesn't feel that he's changed enough yet, turn the page. He knows it's going to take some time for that, again, for that antibiotic which has healed his bloodstream to actually affect what he sees on the outside of himself. But he has to know the truth. But by knowing that you're healthy, by knowing that you're clean, by knowing that you're fresh, so you can say, I don't want to get that infection again. I don't want to become sick again. I'm going to stay away from the things that made me sick, from those averos. I'm not going to be fooled by the fact that on the outside I'm still not as clean as, you know, as I would like to feel. I have to know on the inside I've been scrubbed clean. But unfortunately, what is known to happen is that ha'adam lo margish b'shinoi mibchina chitzonis. A person looks at himself. He says, "I didn't change on the outside." Afal pi shebepnimius hu kvar bari, and even though on the inside he's perfectly healthy, ha'yitzahara rawa shu holech lahafsid u'mishachneas ha'adam lachzor l'suro. The yitzahara takes advantage of that. And the yitzahara says, "Look at yourself. Right? What can you see? You don't see changes." He gets a person to be depressed. Who omer lo, harei bein ko v'cho ata adayin chola. Come on, bottom line is you're still sick on the outside. Harei b'chitzon yuscha lo v'shtana klum. You didn't change at all. Azim kein ma yishlecho lahafsid. So what do you have to lose if going back to averos? Either way, you're sick. Ma yikrim tocha sedvar masurim. But if you eat the forbidden things, yim tasek tzas averos. What's the big deal? Chaver, it's normal to feel this way after Yontif. Maybe that's why we read Parshas, I'll say a funny part. Maybe that's why we read Parshas Bereishis after Yontif. On the one hand, it's a Parsha that represents what? It represents starting fresh. On the other hand, we find in Parshas Bereishis that Kayin is depressed and Hashem is depressed. Hashem is sad. Hashem looks at the world that he created and says, this is not working. Noach matzachein b'nei Hashem. No, maybe Noach will get his act together. Right? Hashem also looks at the project after having worked so hard, kiviyachol, to build the world. And he's like, oh, this was a bad idea. This isn't going to work. Hashem is sad. The Torah uses the expression sad by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the root of depression and sadness. Right? Because after Yom Tov, there's a certain post-Yom Tov blues that a person has. And even HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it on a certain level. Hashem says, I had these grand plans, you know, to build the world. It's not going to work. So we also had big grand plans on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and now life is getting a little bit more regular again. So the Yitzhar tries to exploit that and say, look, you're still sick, nothing changed. And in this way, he drags you back to the illness. Ayidei kacha adam mafsir es kol hazichuch. Person loses all of that purification, shuhu hesig b'yam noram, that he attained during these days. So Aleph, know this, know the difference between your inside and your outside, recognize it, recognize the trick the Yetzirah is going to try to use against you, and don't fall for it. That's Aleph. V'yesh b'zeh od nekuda, but chavra, he says in the next paragraph, there's another point to think about. Madura kora sha'adam chozer l'sura achar yam naram. Why do people go back to their old ways after Yantif? If I really believe that I've changed and been healed, why do I slip back to my old ways? Shemikevan shemibichinas hametzias hachitzonis shalau adayin lo ashtana shum davar. Hu nimshach memeila alametzias hachitzonis shalau alachet. Because a person has not changed on the outside, and often, again, we judge our metzias by our externals, so he slips back to his chait. Ukmo echad sheyitfos balchai v'yirchatz oso heitiv. Hare miyad la'achar sheyishcharer oso yelech ha-balchai shuv yislapesh v'butz. Imagine a person has an animal, and he washes the animal off. Yeah? Person works on a farm, he takes his animals, and he scrubs them down, he cleans off his horse. Yeah? Takes his dog, he gives his dog a bath. What happens immediately afterwards? The second he's done cleaning his animal, right? So the second he sets it free, the Baal Chai goes, the animal goes, and it's yislapesh babutz, and it's wallowing in the mud. So the animal part of ourselves goes back to play in the mud immediately. It's true at this moment. Even if you believe that it's clean even on the outside, like the animal has just been scrubbed by its master, but the bottom line is it's going to get dirty again. Right? So here, the first point he was saying is we sometimes don't see ourselves as clean on the outside and we get distracted by that, failing to realize that we're perfectly scrubbed clean on the inside, which is the ikar. But the second point is, even if I feel clean on the outside, I know it's unsustainable. I know there's no way I'm going to stay as perfectly clean on the outside the whole year. I'm going to go back and play in the mud. So what difference does it matter if I do it now or if I do it in a week from now? Right? Lich lich holich el lich lich. Dirt clings to dirt. Right? The animals play in the mud. Am I still a body? I'm not just a neshama after Yantif. I'm still a body. So my body is drawn towards Olam Hazza still. So whether I stumble today or I stumble tomorrow, it's bound to happen. Zogam asiba shakasher magia rosh chodesh cheshvan anu margishim reikonis gedola. That's one of the reasons we call the month Mar Cheshvan. We feel this bitterness, we feel this emptiness when we come to the month of Cheshvan. Ki arei b'metzius hachitzonis shel ha'adam adayin lo eshtana klum af al pi sha'pnimiyas shelo avr zichur gadol. Because again, on the outside, I just don't see any change. So says Rav Pinkus in the bottom paragraph, Yesod zeh, this Yesod. And again, I know this is not the biggest chiddush in the world, but I like his mashal of a person undergoing treatment where the doctor identifies the root of his problem. Yesod zeh sheyeshno matzav, sheapnimiyas shel adam ishtana, af al pi shachitzonius shelo nishara kafi shehaisa. This reality of a person, that his inside has changed, even though he has not changed on the outside, who yesod baharbe parshios b'Torah. We see this in many, many contexts in Torah. One of the great examples, he says, achas hadugmaos haboltos, hi Shabbos Kodesh. One of the great examples of this, right, of inside versus outside, is the world that we call Shabbos. Klapei chutz ha'adam nishar b'Shabbos oso hadavar. On the surface, Shabbos comes, I'm the same guy. Oso ha'peh, v'osam ha'aznayim, right? What do I change? I change my chitzonius a little bit. Maybe I put on a suit instead of my weekday clothing. But it's still the same mouth. It's the same ears, the same eyes. Hu ochel b'Shabbos k'mo shemeshach ha'shvuah ochel. I eat maybe different foods. But let's be honest, I probably eat with greater taivas achila on Shabbos than I do during the week. Some even more of a behemah on Shabbos. Ach b'pnimius chol kan shinoi otzom. But in pnimius, a Jew is in a different world on Shabbos. A Jew is living in Shabbos. It's a totally different existence. The truth is, there are tzaddikim who look different on Shabbos. The Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says, that a person's face is different on Shabbos than it is during the week. Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful passage where he describes one of the town, water schleppers. that he remembers from his youth, and he used to come to the shtibel. He used to come to that Majitzer shtibel on Shabbos, and the Rav saw him in his bekesha, which was not a particularly nice bekesha, but he said he saw him in his Shabbos clothing, as opposed to his, you know, clothing when he was out schlepping as a porter during the week. And he said it was a different, was mamash, a different person. Yankel the porter during the week was Yankel the Shabbos dikayir on Shabbos, different human being. Right? And it wasn't just, the Rav said, his clothing was not, you know, he had nicer something for Shabbos, but it wasn't that much nicer. So a Jew actually undergoes a transformation. Sometimes you see a Jew has a certain glow on Shabbos. But even if he doesn't recognize that, he's, I'm the same guy on Shabbos. It's not true. Look what happens when a Jew walks home from shul on Shabbos. A Gemara Omeris. I was thinking about it this Shabbos, actually. I got home a little bit late from shul. I had to stop off somewhere on the way home. And I was thinking about it. I was thinking about Shalom Aleichem. I was thinking, do I believe in Shalom Aleichem? Do I believe that there are angels who escorted me home from... I'll tell you, I thought about it because I was running a little bit late and I wanted to say Shalom Aleichem a little more quickly so I could, because my children were hungry, so I wanted to get the meal started more quickly. And as I'm saying Shalom Aleichem, I started like laughing to myself, like, I'm talking to the malachim that have come to visit my home on Shabbos. Ever think about that? I don't have malachim flying around my home during the week. So the Gemara says, Shnei malachi yasharis malavin lo la'odnim be'erev Shabbos yibes ha'knesses lebeso. On the Shabbos Eve, a person is escorted by angels. Ha'odnim chozim yibes ha'knesses be'erev Shabbos im livoi shal shnei malachim. You're being escorted by malachim on Shabbos. Well, I don't see it. It doesn't mean it's not real. As Jews, a lot of things that happen that we don't see. But it's not the same as when I walked home from shul after Maariv on Thursday night. I walked home Friday night, something very, very different is happening. I have to know that, to think about that. Kasa b'svar makadoshim, shemalachi yasharis, somim es yedeim al roshim mevarchim oso. The angels place their hands upon my head and bless me. That's amazing. Shabbos malabin avonoseim shel Yisrael. Shabbos is also a zman of tshuva. B'Shabbos ein karban chatas. B'Shabbos ein kol zecher lachei. We don't bring the karban chatas on Shabbos because on Shabbos we're freed from sin. Shabbos, same letters as tshuva. Shabbos is also a cleansing process. Shabbos in zman is even higher than Yom Kippurim in halacha. Ha'achila v'ashasiya b'Shabbos heim kula mitzvah. I might be eating in a gluttonous fashion, but Hashem says, ah, look how a Jew is enjoying another bowl of chulin on Shabbos. Mamish hidr mitzvah of oneg Shabbos. Gevaldik. Zolo osa achila kmo b'chol. It's not the same as having an extra something to eat on a Wednesday night. Ha'torah shanu lomdim b'Shabbos. The Torah that we learn on Shabbos. Hi Torah acheres legamri. It's a different Torah. This Vasema says the Torah you learn on Shabbos you never forget. Nu eska kasha. But I do forget. Right? Really, a bam kasha. I guess it means on a neshama level I don't forget. Something different about the quality of my Torah on Shabbos. I told you once, on the Ben Ish Chai brings b'shem the mekubalim. That 1 hour of Torah on Shabbos is equated with 1,000 hours of Torah during the week. Where something is radically different than what it looks like. And that's many, says Rav Pinkus, many things that we experience as Jews. Chodesh Tishrei, we went through this awesome transformation. I don't see it. That's nice. You have to know it. And you have to mechazik yourself with that knowing it. Shabbos hi apisgah shal Yom Kedoshim. Shabbos is the heights of Yom Kedoshim. It's the pinnacle of all of Kedusha within Zaman. That's why when the Torah introduces the Moados, it starts by talking about Shabbos. Rav Gedalia Yeshur explains, why start with Shabbos? If you want to talk about the calendar here, why start with Shabbos? It's not part of the holidays. It's the root of all Kedushas Hazman, he says. Every Yom Tov is rooted in Shabbos. So Shabbos is the Spitz Madrega, the Pisgah Shal Yom HaKadoshim, the heights, the pinnacle of Kedusha within Zaman. Anu Mamshichem Esachayim K'ragil La'achar Shabbos. So Shabbos comes and Shabbos goes and I turn my phone back on. And I get back to checking the news and checking sports, and I got some homework to do, and I have a paper to write, and I'm still trying to get that summer internship, even though it's only a month away in October. I'm already panicked to my summer internship. So Shabbos was nice. How was Shabbos? It was good. good. Shabbos is bigger than Yom Kippur. Okay, I don't feel that change from one Shabbos. Okay, it's not whose fault is that? It's because we have a chitzonius dika perspective. Harei chitzonius lo ishtana. Harei zaosam adam. You're the same person. Oso ochel, it's the same food, and I'll eat the same Shabbos leftover Sunday night. Right? It doesn't matter. But what makes it Shabbos food or not Shabbos food? I eat the same Shabbos food Sunday night. But if we could see what's happening on the inside, something huge has taken place. This belief takes so much laziness out of our life. A Jew is thinking, you know, I have the same debate every year, and then I make the choice, and I'm always so happy. I'm thinking, should I go to Bar Park for, you know, Simchas Beis Shreva? It's so far from Bergenfield. It's such a long drive, and it's going to be so late. I'm going to be so tired the next day. Right? And I could say, I've been there before. You know, I've been there, done that. I could tell my grandchildren one day, I was zochet to see the Mirtz Hashem. I was zochet to see the Stuchina Rebbe by Simchas Beis Shreva. To go every year. Go more than one night. That's a big schlep. No? And how much do I really like change from the experience? Like to never have the experience, okay, 0 to 1 is a big change. But 1 to 2 is such a big change. 2 to 3. But you can say that about everything in Kedusha. I don't feel changed. One more Blad of Gemara, is it going to change my life? One more Shabbos, is it going to change my life? One more Kapitel Tilm, is it going to change my life? One more opportunity to go to the mikvah, is it going to change my life? Do I feel so different, b'chitzonius, when I came out of the mikvah? I feel a little bit more clean. But says Rav Pinkus, so many of the parshiyos of Torah, so many things in Torah, have to be built on the hakara that even though I can't see it with my eyes, something is changing. Biderach Mashal, he says in the final paragraph, Ha'adam b'Shabbos mekabel check, malei b'kedusha v'tara, el shekiyadu a check tzrichem liftos. If someone gives you a check, yeah, check, a check, money. A check, right? So now I wanna walk into 7-Eleven and buy a water bottle. Right? I have a check for $10,000. So I say to the guy, "Can I pay for this water bottle with this $10,000 check?" Sorry, what do you mean? It's not enough money. It's more than enough money, but you gotta turn it into cash. You gotta redeem it. I can't give you change for a $10,000 check to buy a Snapple. Right? So is the check worthless? Just because you don't know how to use it right now, far from worthless. It needs to be processed. It needs to be redeemed. It needs to be exchanged. It needs to be broken down. It needs to be put into your bank account. Im lo podim check, hu lo shava shum davar. If you don't put the check in the bank, then it can't really help you all that much. Odim shemevin podes a check azeh rak lechitzon gam lechitzonius gam lemaisim ulachai hayom yom. So Shabbos, you get this check. In Pnimius, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you this very valuable check of Kedusha, of Tara. But how do I use it? How do I apply that? What do I do with the check? How do I cash it out for the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? And the answer is, a person who's smart knows how to cash the check and then to spend a little bit over the course of the week. A wise person takes that treasure that's on the inside and he learns how to slowly redeem it on the outside. The same way that antibiotic, which cleaned the bloodstream, will, over the course of time, start to heal the wounds on the outside. Hu adin lagabe hayam hanora. Yimei sukkis, shmini atzeres, kibalnu check malei biyom ha'elo. However, we cashed in. We mamish cashed in. You did the most heilige mitzvah of lakachtem lachem, of picking up a lulav and eser. It's the easiest mitzvah in the world. We have to hold the esrog upside down because we're scared that if we pick it up, then the mitzvah's over already. I hold my esrog upside down, I make a bracha, and I go like this. I flip over the esrog. Makayim a mitzvah d'araisa v'lakachtam. I feel so changed by that experience, transformed by having held the dalet minim in my hand. But it's a big check. It's worth a lot of money. Just have to know how to cash it. Achaleinu l'maher lifdos es hachek hazeh. But says Rav Pinkus, what happens sometimes if you don't take the check to the bank right away, you end up forgetting about it, you end up leaving it in the desk drawer, and then you find it 10 years later, and at that point you're not able to put it in the bank anymore, and the person who gave you the check has passed away, and now you don't know, you're going to go to their kids and ask them to write you another check, you feel awkward, and now the whole thing is lost. The check gets misplaced. So he says, don't wait to start cashing out. Right? Believe in what changed on the inside and start using it in your daily lives. Bring that merachshin. Marcheshvan could be more about the mar, or it could be a lashon of merachshin, that the lips are still moving, to try to maintain some of the momentum from the Yom Noran. Or chodesh kvar yekzat muchar. Another month, it'll be too late, and the check will no longer be accepted. Hashem yazreinu shenatzliach lishmor al ma shekaninu b'yam nora. So we daven that Hashem should help us to solidify and to hold on and to really do something with all the acquisitions that we made over the course of the Yom Nora. No? Nice piece. It's a chashuv yisod. It's so true. It's so many things. What's one shir going to do? What's one bracha going to do? What's one perek of tehillim going to do? What's one more encounter with the tzaddik going to do? What's one more trip to the mikveh going to do? But it does. It adds up. So when your friend asks you in 10 years, whoa, you changed a lot. When did you change? What do you mean? I change every day. I don't know. In Pnimius, I was going through worlds all the time. On the outside, yeah, I guess if you haven't seen me in 10 years, I guess maybe it looks, you can see a little bit more of the shine on me. I didn't see that looking at myself in the mirror, day to day. But ani ma'amin b'zeh, and when I believe in it, then it becomes that reality. All right, so we should have a blessed Zman.